We're holding by Siman Kufei Zayin, the sugya of Roy Machmas Tashmish. So first, Pesman Hazeh, it's not that common to happen. Agavah is also part of Rashiv, and I think Rav Nachman Eisenstein was asking a question to get to Isha as Roy Machmas Tashmish as to getting divorced. Almost sound like the third time. And on the spot, Rav Rashiv said it was not a problem. I was thinking, how can a person on the spot answer a sugya like this? But I think about it all the time. We answer about Shabbos. Shabbos is also the gate sugya of skila, of boyer. We answer things all the time. If you know the sugya, you know what to do, you answer. Agam, there is a Nadi Behuda that writes in Tshuva that seems to be very common. They point out, let's say there was in 40 years 100 cases, who do you go ask? Is the Galadar? Go over to the Nadi Behuda and ask him. So for him, it was common. But otherwise, in Tzadat Tzibur Shavoy, it's not that common. They point out, usually it's mitzvah the sugya of makah that Isha has. Today that we have light, that we can see internally what's exactly happening. And therefore, usually it does not come up. They point out, we get the sugya of refuah, how to heal Isha. This man is there with numerous ways and technology, how to take care of the problem, which should not really lead to a issur to make her get divorced. However, the siman is very important. The numerous things that do come out from the siman, that means the sugya of makah will be the loch and sefei. The sugya of a doctor being Nemon, that'll be the Aloch and Sefid Ches. Very newest in Yonam, they get the sugya of Estes, according to the Nabi Huda. Our whole entire Siman is the sugya of Estes over here. What is the Chshash? So the Gemara and the Samach Vav breaks down, and the Rishonim has the Loshin, that the Isha is Molei Dam, and therefore Nefetzes might open up and cause it to happen. And therefore, that's the Chshash that's going to happen over here. Now, I heard Rav Felder say over some Yisoid in general, they stop to ask a question, Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, the gate of Bedikas in May Vest. When to go do a Bedika? No one says better do the end of the May Vest. The Maestro Shulchan Aruch and the Leitz of Kalim, no one says when to go do it. Without the Chavadasa that he himself said, but he ever the Maestro Smutu with Adam Chdochok, it sounds like once on the vest, the Maestro, that's enough. The question is why that's so. The Maestro, we want to go prove that he did not see Dam Machmas Tashmish. He says, Yesoy, the Pivin and Siv, that an issue that's even to go see Dam. The mitzvah is that tashmish is more urv for dam to come out. Same thing, where isha's aim to see dam or bedika and go inside the mokum will cause the dam to come out. If you want just an example, if you have a constipation, they say you put something inside, it opens up the ear, makes you go to the bathroom. This is a moshul ba'almo. So therefore, he wants a tanya refelder. The whole idea of a tashmish, if you aim it to happen, will cause the dam to come out. Same thing, the gate to bedika. Therefore, any time during the zvest you do a bedika and dam does not come out, it shows it's not aim to come out. It shows the whole zman is not a time for the zman of a vest over here. Therefore, he points out that the ilmu says over the loch is after you do one bedika, you should wait 5-10 minutes. Shulchan does not say that. Seems a place can sounds like you do a bedika miyad after one hefsek. It's not good. Do it again. Same thing after you take your chita, the ilm says wait 5-10 minutes. Yet the seems a place can just do a bedika right away. He wants to say the reason is because when you do a bedika, it's going for the dam to come. When it did not come, that's the core of the right over here. And I think he's building from the sigil over here that we see the idea that tashmish is when ish is mali dam, when to come out, it will come out inside the sigil of tashmish. That's one lotion. The lotion among the paiskim is the aim, the makor is very weak over here, and therefore the evil will cause it to go dam from the makor. Another lashon they bring down for the paiskim is inside the chimud or the chimum, inside the heat or the desire will cause the dam to come out. So if different lashonis, what are we worried about inside the sugya of tashmish per se more than other cases? Either inside the idea of mali dam, inside the idea of chimud and chimum, or inside the sugya we have the aim is very very weak. Now the core of this Indian is Baisa Daf Samachay Daf Samachav. The Baisa says very clearly that a person was Roy Machmas Tashmish once, and then the second time, and then the third time. Locha is not to do Tashmish again, get divorced. They get married a second time. She should dam the first time, the second time, and the third time. Again, so the Locha is she has to get divorced. Then she marries a third person, and she's dam the first time, the second time, the third time. Then you'd be tivdike by a case of Shufa Ferris. Now first, the little bedika can you do it the first time or not? That'd be machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That'd be the loch and sif gimel we'll get to. The idea of how to go do the bedika, that's the loch and sif beis we'll get to. The question obviously is, if he saw by the first baal already once, twice, or three times she has a chazaka, why in the world do you let her get married a second time? The Gemara asks this question answers, kid ain't called it boy shavus, ain't called koycha shavus. Therefore, we're saying every fear lavdafka cause it, and lavdafka every baal will cause it. Therefore, we have a chazaka by three men, by three different beers. Then we need to do a bdika with a yeshiva ferris. Now, to understand the sugya, the main question among the Gedolei Achronim is, what is our sugya? What's the lumness behind our sugya? That means we know already in Simukov by test, we have Be'ikar, I think 10 verses over here. We have Aflog al-Chadish and the case of Eini. We had Silug and Dilug. We had Shvu and Shois. We have Achila. We had the case of Einis, and we had the case of Gof. Those are the 10 main vestas. The question really is our sugya a sugya vest or not? That means the Pesach Chuvah is a Kohen Aleph. He starts off the Noid of Yudah, the Simon Samach Aleph, and he says that our whole entire Simon is the Simon of Vestas. That means that Lahore, when she learned the Simon, and most Chaburas, they learn after Kof Peites. I know one Chabur learned before Kof Peites. I don't know how in the world you understand the Sugya with before learning Kof Peites. You have to learn after the Sugya of Vestas. According to the Yudah, this is like Shlomo's Indian, this is the Esma Sugya of Vestas over here. And look among most Achoinim, they say this way. Whether Minchas Yaakov on the page, or the Crazy, the Sitaira, Chochmas Adam Kiregich, Sam Sefer, they say our Sugya, the Sugya of Vestas, the Vosna writes in Shir Shavalevi, Reva Paiskim. That's our Sugya. Now the question really is, what's the Sugya of Vestas? Which Vestas over here is it? So the Peskachu over here, being the Avnan Behuda, it's a Vesta Oinis. Agam will get to learn on the Simon, it sounds like it's a Machlokes, Taz and Shach over here. Is it the Taz sounds like it's a Vesta Gof? And the Shach holds a Vesta Oinis, and the Chuy have to get involved in the Sugya of Vesta Vachil over here. Again, we have Maisa, one Mahalach, our Sugya is a very simple Sugya Vestas. What's going it? What's causing it? Nachilo, an outside factor over here. Something you cause, an oinus, a kvitz over here. Tashmish is causing it. Sugya Vestas. Asad Hasheni, come on to Archon Shulchan. He brings down the Noid Behuda that says Vestas. He says, no, you made a mistake. The Gemara Daf Samach Vav brings down. You want to go heal her, scare her. We'll get the Eitzel, I think, in Tesla over here. You go scare her, a dam will come out, now she's healed. Vestas does not work in the case of scaring. You cannot heal a vest that way. The even one time, I was sick of chayli, a sick of sickness. Like we know, Aisha, when she's a zava, the Torah says she's b'etzim ban says the Torah shloi isti dalsay. She's a chayli. Here also the idea of saying dam machmas tashmish. Also nichle get of chayli, but aim is very weak. The makor is weak, and she's malay dam, and dam comes out sick of chayli. Nothing to address this. Therefore, that's in the kitchen when Aruch went, Yeshua Yaakov, they go this sick of chayli. If you have one option, it's at Vestas. One option is at the Sugya of Chayli. I said a Shlishi. Come to the Chavistas. It's called Gimel, Biurim. First, he starts off with, I think, 11 kashas. A bunch of kashas he starts off with. He ends up saying, are you saying over here that we're mesupik what the concept is? Is it Nichol Sugya of Vestas? Maybe, maybe not. Is Sugya of Chayli? Maybe, maybe not. The Sugya over here is, we're mesupik what is our Sugya? Is that Sugya Vestas or the Sugya Chayli? Came over to Shulchan, he called the Chavadas, said, you got a half right. You're right, it's Chayli, but not Vestas. Called him. Fine, Meisel said the Chavadas, no, it's, we're not sure which Sugya it is. And therefore, come on the Chavadas, we'll make specs figures out of it. Go to the Lord Simon, we'll say, if this is far, this is far, we'll make Sufim out of it. That means first, what is our Sugya? Because we have three Mahalchim, what is our Sugya? We have Reva Chayim, like the Behudach Sam Sefer, our Sugya is Sugya Vestas. At Sadashini, the Archa Shulchan, the Kitzer, the Sugya is Chayli. And then when the Chavastas on the page, again by the Pesach Shuvah, he brings down, he's a subic, what is the Sugya? Is the Sugya a Sugya of Chayli or Sugya of Vestas? Building upon that, obviously there'll be Nafkaminas. That means right now, the other one's the Pesach Shuvah, so I hope. That brings down basically two Nafkaminas. We'll go through three Nafkaminas that could be Nafkaminas. What is our Sugya over here? The first question you have to discuss is our Sugya a Din Deraisa or Din Derabanan? Obviously, there'll be an afkamino. Do you say Savak Lakula Alstirabonon? Or to be more machmim, try to get over there, I saw. So, come on the Aruch HaShulchan. He said, if the Sugya is Vestas, what's the Lachal Prisha may vest? We learn some Kopay Dalit, we pass in Prisha is Dindirabonon. However, since the Sugya over here is not Vestas, the Sugya of Chayli, therefore, you have Chazaka, if you get Chayli over here, Chazaka is a Dintoro. Therefore, the Sugya over here, Roy Machmash Tashmash is Chazaka of Chayli. And therefore, you have to say that it came mitzad the chayli. I was at Gosha, roiv dam ba with at Gosha. And therefore, they get over the rice over here. That means our Chashulchan says that she tells her, once I'm going to the Sugya of chayli, we have Chazaka, she is sick. Then we get over the rice. Chazaka is minatari over here. Now, mitzad the Sugya of Vestas. And there are those, the Chalkis Mechoykik, and Evan Ezesim Kovyutah says, they get over the rice. The base mayor, the Maisa, also over here says the rice. Come on, the Tziv, it says, even you want to hold that Prishal Maisa Dirabonon. But here the mice is even worse. Prisha Rabbanon, because it might happen. But here, if the tashmish is going to cause the dam to come mamish, in one time, even if vessels are abundant, but here, valis deraisa. The tashmish is the thing that's saying right now there's going to be dam right now. So you want to say it's not totally zemezeh. I mean, one option over here saying it's chayli deraisa. Even if it's vestis, they can argue the point in the case of abundant. So you have two ways to understand why it can be deraisa. Atzal Hasheni, we'll get to Sifya Beis, the Beis Seisa brings down the Rashba and Tshuva that brings down the Maram, says our sukkah is a din rabbanon. And therefore the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, Kofi and Zayin, says rabbanon. And then the Behuda and Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, they come along and say, no, our sukkah is a din rabbanon. There's a sukkah over here in Vestis, and it's rabbanon. So Tari, Yeshua, Yaakov, Chach Mazodom, so Masham, Avnezer, and most of them say din rabbanon. The obvious question that he's asking is the Prisho, according to Chassam Sofer, and then the Behuda, those are two people I quoted. They're saying over here, our sukkah is din rabbanon. Yet along the sukkah over here is a sukkah of Vestis. And they're the ones who're saying Kof Bei Dala by the Pesach Shuvah that preaches that didn't their eyes on. Oh, so the Chor the Tarek is very simple. Is that by what is the Noi Buda over here saying? To get a Vesha Eina Kivua. The Chassam Sofer writes by Vesha Eina Kivua the Kuliyam was Drabbanon. Therefore, they point out that even though it's a Sugya of Vestis, still Kuliyam be a case of Drabbanon. It's that idea of Vestis over here because in Nichli get a Vesha Eina Kivua. That's Aleph. But those want Taina, even you want on the Sugya of Chayli, remember where it's over here saying, it's not Mitzad the Sugya of Chayli, either Mitzad Cheskes Tari over here, and this Chazak would override the Chazak of Chayli, or she had no Akosha, she doesn't say she has Akosha over here. Therefore, the want Taina, even the Mitzad of Chayli, maybe to get of a drop on over here. That means that those want Taina first, you can send the Yisrael the Machalik drop on the right, so depending on if it's Chayli or Chazak, or Chayli or Vestis. That's a simple way of understanding it. Chil be a case of deraisa, mash enki vessel case of rabbanon. However, those more fakir say no. Even on the tzad or chili can still be a case of rabbanon because there is no agosha the cheskes tari over here. And even on the tzad of vessel can still be deraisa could have been going by the tashmish over here. That's one nafkamina ulai. A second nafkamina. What the pischachu over here brings down mitzad the sugya of your kever vess are you choshi vavesha ena kvoa. Now to be makdim before we get to our sugya. Let's go back to Simon Kof Pei Tes. There's a question in general, when Isha has a Ves Kvias, are you Choshev Ves Sheina Kvua? We discussed then, I'll see over here, there are really three cases to discuss this option over here. That means we know if Isha saw an Al-Khoidish, and Al-Khoidish 3 months in a row, she has a Ves Kvias. The question is now, are you Choshev Ves Sheina Kvua? And there are three ways to have Ves Sheina Kvua. There's a case where Be'etzem she had a Vesha Eina Kvua. Then she made a Kriyas. That means, for example, she saw Aleph on Nisan and Chof Nisan. Aleph Ir and then Chof Ir. Then Aleph Sivan. When she made the Kriyas, there was never an Akira the Vesha Eina Kvua. Are you Choshev on Chof Sivan? That's one way to clear the question. Are you Choshev Vesha Eina Kvua? There's not Iker when you make the Kriyas. One Akimto. Oh, discussing only Chodesh. We'll leave it, we'll make it simple without contrasting it. The second case to have it, and let's say she saw Aleph, and Aleph. Aleph Nisan, Aleph Ir, Aleph Sivan. Then she was Maisif, she saw it afterwards Chof, and then she went back to Aleph. It's called being Maisif to it. She was now Eike the Chof, but she's Maisif, Aleph, Chof, Aleph. Are you Chodesh the next Chof? Our third way to declare the question, you saw Aleph, next Aleph she did not see. She saw in Chof, she was Shinso. But she went back to Aleph. That means there are three ways to have a Ves Kvias. Declare Ves any Kvua. Number one, you make the Kvias. Number two, when you're Maisiv on the Kvias. And number three, when there's Shinso on the Kvias. Three different questions. And you can argue Mekan Lekan, which one's better, which one's worse. You can say when you make the Kvias, well, I never ate the other one, forget. Or I made the Kvias now. You can say when you're Maisiv, what happened here? I never had any shinsa of the kriyas. Or no, forget your mice of the chayshim of all. Or when you, the case of shinsa, I see him changing over here. She has three swaras, mikan lekan, she went back to Aleph. Are we chayshim vesa eina kivu when she had ves kriyas? All three cases are machlekes chavadas versus neid biyudo. And I'll kind of go in between different cases over here. That means this halacha we had either is simon kof bei test. The Pesach Shuv and Sifkon Yud Beis. That means that Sif Yud Gimel, it brings down the case when you're being Kveya Vest. It brings down the Chavadas over there to be Machmer. The Pesach Shuv and Sifkon Beites Sifkon Choches on Siflam Beis brings down the case of being Moisiv Vishinso. And over here is being another case of being Kver Ves and Moisef. I mean, again, there have to be cases discussed over here.
Not the Mechaber.
They're saying, do you come in the Mechaber? But not the Mechaber. That means they're going to argue Pshat the Mechaber. Correct. That means, first of all, what did come out in these three cases? We have a Chav Stas, who discussed this thing, and in Maisi is Machman all three. He says, and this time is very simple. Can you have two Ves Kavias by Ves Achodesh? Yeah. Can have Al Chav. You have two Ves Achodeshes. So if you can have two, let's be Chodeshes for two. Whether it's Shinsom, whether it's Moisif, whether they never Ikrit, all three cases, let's be Chodeshes. Since it's possible to go have it, let's be Chodeshes for all of them. The Noda Behuda says, in the case of Shinso or Kver Ves, the Maisi is Mekel. His far is, it's true, it's possible. But what's the whole idea of Chodeshes Vesh any Kvua to Ves Kvias? Because the normal thing is to lead to Kvias. It's not normal for Ishida to Vestas. So why be Chodeshes? We're not going to be Chodeshes for it. The only question we're stopping about, we saw in Sif Lama Beis, in Kopay Tes, is a case we need Moisef. We saw Aleph, 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 then Chof and Aleph. Then this is this topic. And then the Chavdas says it's wrong. That means first it comes out over here, that be clear, we have three different cases discussed. When you invest Kvias, are you Chosh Vesha in a Kvah? When you make the Kvias, you Moisef to the Kvias, or you do the Shin to the Kvias, you went back to the original case. Not to go over here by the case of Roy Makro Tashmish. Kamal Peska Chuba discusses two of the cases. First, it discusses the case. Let's say Isha was Roy Makro Tashmish three times, and then she got a Kvias. She created a Kvias. Do you have to worry about the vest that you have from Roy Makro Tashmish? So, first, he asked the question to Behuda, and they asked him, do you have any heter, any kulo, that place could not bring down? He says, yes, I have heter, kulo over here. The third idea of the Roy Machmash Tashmish is a Vesta Oinus. And the Vesta Oinus, we know the Simon Kuf Beites of Yitzayin, the Mos says together a Vesha Enoch War. Therefore, when you have Vesha Enoch War, afterwards she saw Aleph, 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 she had Vesh Kvias over here, we're not choshi for the Vesha Enoch War anymore, and you Oikrit. Then we come along and says the Yitzayin, when you make the Kvias, do not worry about the Vesha Enoch War. Which again is not like the Peska Chulon, the Simon Kuf Beites, Sifyut Gimel being down, that we do have to Chosh Vesh Enik Vor from the Chavasas. But he says you do not have to be worried about when you make the Kvias about the Vesh Enik Vor. Now he says in one Shuva, this is a Chiddush, loved after we send a component. Later on Shuva, he says, yeah, Aloch Lamaiso, or Paskin's way, the Isha has the Vesh Roy Machmash Tashmish, and afterwards she goes back to the case of Vesh Kvias, Alochish will go, Paskin, there's no more Roy Machmash Tashmish, or cool over here. Kamal Pitzker Chuba goes on further, meaning that Chavadas disagrees from 2 points. Number one, he says, as the Sugya Vesis is not true. The Shitasai. He says the Sugya Vesis, you make a Kvias, you have to worry about the Vesha and a Kvor. And you look in the Pitzker Chuba over there and over here, he sends you back one to another. Number one, is not true. Number two, even if it is true, you got the wrong Sugya. There's a Sugya also of Chayli over here you have to worry about. It's very good, you got Mitzad right, as Sugya Vesis, according to you, which he says is wrong. But there's a second bayam, it's a sugya of chayli. And if a loch lamaisa, you have a roi machmash tashmash, then he kver ves, you can not be oiker, your roi machmash tashmash should be us, the first husband over here. That's the chavazas. It says, chalila lismach to the same chapon the noy nebihido. Maisa roi machoinim. Either argument is a sugya of vestis, or it's a sugya of chayshah of chayli, whether it's a kitz shuknar, mabul shaytayro, abinezer, or chashuchan, they pass a loch lamaisa, not like the noy nebihido. Now, you couldn't answer the Noda Behuda, even if Vestas is correct, like the Chavadas, that once you have Vest Kivuot, Bechoshu Vesh Enikvor, you could say specifically over here, why to your Michael, because why Bechoshu Vesh Enikvor? It might lead to Kvias. A Vest Oinus could never lead to Kvias. It's not possible. Unless you have a Morkov. Otherwise, it never could lead that way. So maybe it's more of a sword to your Michael over here. What you can start clearing also, that we know the Lachum, when you have a Shaila, a Vest Shvor, whereas Vesta Flogga, which one overrides, Shvua loses out to Flogga, because Flogga is a case that's more Mestavra. It's not Klang over here also. It's more Mestavra of a Vest over the Kimto over here, of Roy Machmash Tashmish. So it could be even if Vesta's Chavadas is right, you start saying maybe the reader says this case is better. We can't, There's far as we have to deal with, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, the Pesach did not go on Chavadas. Pesach Shvua has a second case over here. That means one case over here, that you had beforehand, you roi machmash tashmish, and afterwards you kveya. Let's say for a carrot. A case over here, you had a basketball beforehand, and afterwards you were a machmas ashmash. That means you're meisiv over here. What's the halacha in that case? That thing that the Yehuda says is in the topic. That means that's what you wrote already in Siflam Bay. So Alf, and then Chof. And then he went back to Alf, Yechoshim Chof. That is in the topic. Kamlo Chavadas and says, also that's incorrect. First of all, you have a Roy Mitzad Sugi of Chayli. It's nothing to do with Vestas. And number two, even Vestas, even in that case, Yechoshim Veshay and Kavu over here. Also the arguable points. Again, most points to me, if the Yehuda himself in this topic, Koshka and the Pashim over here disagree with him and say, Mitzad Locho, that person the should be Machmer. But comes out, there could be a second Nafkamina, they point out, if it's Chili of Vestas. On the side of Chili, there's no way to make a little this idea over here of a kind of Veskivo afterwards. Mashek, if it's Vestas, there's a Tzad, according to the Yehuda, against the Chavadas. Why a person can't make a little Sugar of Vestas by when you get a Kvias after the case of Roy Machmer Tashmish? A third Nafkamina to discuss, we have Piskashu over here in Sikon Hei and Sikon Zain. Discussing the Sugya of Musalakis. Again, you have to be marked in the Sugya of Musalakis. We know the end of the Simakot Faites. It's Sifla Megimel. The loch is when Isha is Muberis, Mishahoku Avro, 3 months in. Or in the case of Menekis, Bizmana Chazal, she's Musalakis. Therefore, what's the loch in the gate of Vestas? All the Vestas she had beforehand, whether the Veskavias or Vesha 84, she does not have to worry about it at all. Nothing is gone. Therefore, come on the night of Yehuda, and he says, once our Sugya of Vestas, and still in the case of Vesha and Kavur, she, let's say in the third time, when she saw a Machmas Tashmish, a month later, she finds out, she came pregnant, and after 3 months later, she definitely get up of Huk Uvra, Muberes. So what happens? Musalekis will knock out all the cases of Estes, and therefore she'll be mutter to her husband. Mutter to her husband. Come along, Chavadas, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chaylik, and they disagree, L'shtasai. The Kamlung says, that's Vestas, maybe. But Mitzad the Sugya of Chayli, no sheiches, and therefore would be machmer on the sugya mitzad idea of chayli over here. However, over here they want time to fakert. Even the tzad over here, it's chayli, but my shush is musalakis. Should not make the sea. Come on, lupideo, and the nevishchaya, zechiyitz, they want time to fakert on the tzad of musalakis, still as chayli to be mekel. So again, they come out, it could be a nafkamino. Those one August on nafkamino over here. The swarch itzayin is, there'll be nafkamino. If it's a vested sugya, musalakis will be mekel. And the chayli sugya to be machmer. There's one taina. Numas are one taina. Even on the tzad, it's a chayli sugya. And the end of the day, she's not aiming to go see. And the maisi can't be makel over here. Now, the pesach tshuva tzukon zayin begs down. What about a case of when she's muslekes? And even on the tzad to be machmer, but maybe there's a kul over here to be meshameshes to be made toiro. That means I think Leil knows. Pesach Tazria says over there when the boy is born, the first 7 days. It's made tumor. The next 33 days is made tayra. When a girl is born, the first 14 days is made tame. The next 66 days is made tayra. That means even she sees dam, and we pass it to main echod, it's the same makor, same Indian. Even though it's main echod, the loch is the next 66 days made tayra, and from the gemara itself we pass it to mutter. Except we came along, the Noshim came along, they're machma upon themselves, and therefore everyone knows that after give birth you have to wait 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks to make sure she's tayra. Otherwise, Be'etzem, and we'll get to why that's so, but Be'etzem, that's the halacha min ha-Torah. If so, come along, divin achoyin, one taino, that true the Noshim took upon themselves to be machmer, but to be machmer, and now to be us, the husband, to be machmer, to be machmer, tashmish. Therefore, the kitzer, inside the sutara, and the crazy, and the grass, that come along, the one taino, however, to be shamish, may Torah, it might say, it's mutter, not a problem. Like I'm the part of the one who disagree, say once we're going to machmer, because it's from one time, the mice is mutter. Now, once you're going to be machmer, may toyar, let's see a tashmish, and she not see, roi machmer tashmish, is that not going to be a hachocho that now she's healed? Is that going to be a kiro of the vest over here? So, in the story, the person should be down the night of Yehuda, that says, no, it's not a kiro over here. Mice and roi machmer want to know why, that's so. We'll get to later on the simon, that even though not only does Sheferis work, let's say over Shimsho, she did not know the locha. She's Mishameshes. She had Tashmish with the husband. She did not see them afterwards. The Pesach can say, Enlecha B'dika Gadol Mizeh, because he did Tashmish. It works even better than Shifaveres. See, also, she had Tashmish with him, did not see them in Meit Toyar, and therefore, let's be Matu afterwards. Therefore, most Achoinim, the Kresi, or the Chuv Mahava, the Talmud, and the Yud himself, and the Graz, the Kitzar, or Choshucha, they disagree. say, number one, the loch is can be mishamish meitayar. And number two, if you do and you find out dam, that's the best bedika that she's healed over here. The mice is to be meikel. Take it a step further now. That's meitayar. Let's say she had tashbush remain minekes muberes, and she did not see dam. What's the loch in that case? So come along the Pesach Teshuva and bring the night of Yehuda and says the klal. We have to go back to Simchot Beites. Is after a person gives birth and wait 2 years of menekes, her vestas come back. If vestas comes back now after 2 years, the mice shall be also. Says the Pesach Teshuva, the name of the night of Yehuda. No one's asking a question. But the obvious question is, the loch is what comes back after 2 years from menekes. So the last Pesach Teshuva brings down from the night of Yehuda. They come back only in Ves Kviyas and not Ves Sheini Kavua. In fact, the Pridaya, how in the world can you know to be Huda brought down by us in the Pesach Teshuva say that after 2 years she had Tashmish, she did not see Dam Machmas, she had Tashmish, whether she did or didn't. After 2 years, come back, and myself, we have to be Choshish. Mitzad the Sugiva, old Ves over here, why be Choshish for? Why be Choshish? It's Nechel Gina Ves Sheini Kavua, which is not Choshish after Muberes. And therefore, Echlam, for that reason, come on the Pitei, wants to argue with the Noid Bihud and say, Yesh Mokum Lahatir, why a person after 2 years, the Maisa can be Mekel over here. Now, but let's say a person did see Dam, Machmas Tashmish, when she's Muberes or Menekes, and those time Hukka over or during those 24 years, so the Maisa, then the Pesach Teshuva, brings down Noid Bihud, everyone agrees the Maisa in that situation to be Machmer, a Gam, they bring down the girl, Ari Yehuda wants to be Mekel, but the Maisa, all the place can come along to be Machmer. So I can first, the first chelik over here, we went through what's the side of our sugya. We better point out that to be mahalchem is the vestis, chelik, or safek. We point out that could be three nafkaminas, gana muchach, but the chelim discuss it. Number one, the rabban deraisa. Number two, if you convey a vest, what's a locha? Because it's the sugya vestis, oike vesha ene kivor. And number three, as the sugya musalekes, which you have a heter, which comes pregnant the third time, which is why machmat tashmash. Next sugya. What is this man that Choshish says Nichol Geda of Roy Machmas Tashmish? What's the time over here? So Batsim, we have a mission Daf Yudalud, Elul Shos seen by the Sugi Kusamim. The mission over there says the man saw upon his Avil did a bdik afterwards, anytime afterwards Chayv Karbin. But let's say he found upon her. The mission says to his man, if it's Asiyum right away, let's Tomei Chayv Karbin Chatzis. Masha Enkin, you find on Achaz man, Loch is Tomei Misafik. However, she's Potim Chatzis. The Gemara brings down the Baisel that says, if it's Oisim, what does that mean? That means in the case where the aid is standing by the Mashkoif right away outside, and they do a case of Knuach. It's right there in the hand to the Knuach Miyad. That's Oisim, and that's Aloha, Chayv Chatas. La'achaz man, the Mishnah says, you potter in the carbon. Masha Enkin, the Baisel says, you chayv in Oshim Toloi. So the Gemara, what's he say the Machalikis? That means the Gemara and the Mishnah is very clear. Avada is Tomei over here, Mishnah Tzofik. So the Chayv in Oshim Toloi. That means the body when that Torah it didn't iser over here. A subject of Aishi even iser. Question Oshim Tolik. The Gemara says the argument clearly is a question again to Kabbalists. Do you have to have a cheskis iser lefaneinu? That means when you have one piece in front of a chelav, you're not sure if it's chelav or kosher, and you eat it. Is there Oshim Tolik? That means the Eman agrees when you have two things in front of you, one's chelav and one's kosher. You have a cheskis iser lefaneinu. That's Oshim Tolik. We do not have a cheskis isla fenenu. That's shalav oshem tali. That's the machlokes of Mishnah versus the Brice over here. Come along the Brice and says, how the third man achad acher. That's even shalav the Mishnah over here. If it's man achad acher, that means number one isiyum. If it's man of acher, then we have achad acher. What does that mean? The Gemara has machlokes of Lozer Reb Tzadok and Reb Ashi. Lozer Reb Tzadok and Reb Ashi. What is pshat? Is the Mishnah arguing with the Brice or saying the same zman over here? Lozer Reb Tzadok says the two different zmanim. The case of Toshi Yad, Tachas Kar, Tachas Keses, that's her earliest man. That's Nichol, and this man over here of Achid Acher, I think passed that the Maisa be Mutter. And this is man in the Braisa, Yoyed Bin Amito, a latest man. Ravashi, he said over Aidi Chatzman, one shear. He said one discussing with the AIDS in the hand, one AIDS not in the hand. The Gemara has the Omid of Gemara over here. The Gemara's Maskona on Ravashi is kosher. Sure. The question now is, do we pass like Rav Ashi, even though Gemara has maskon to go against Rav Ashi? That means, Numshi Shani, we read the Torah. The Torah took along the Lashon, Roy Machmas Dam, when Roy Machmas Tashrin, the case, the Shir is Kedei Shader Ben Amito, to Kenech Panehel, Lamato. Lamato means the face on the bottom. So the Zman over here, Kadesh Deir Min Amito. New Mishnah is trying to bring down that Zman over here. The Smag, the Maram, the Rashba and Shuvah over here. The Vais Maimini is Mordechai Smag. The Zman of Kadesh Deir Min Amito. Back to Beis Yosef, but that's the Zman according to Rashi. The Gemara slugs up Rashi. Why is that so? So Bach wants to answer when it says kosher versus tiyufta, two different things. Kosher shver we can answer. Rashi tiyufta we cannot answer. Never says Ravashi basra, we're going to pass like Ravashi, it's all one share. And therefore the lush of the Torah is kadesh teri bin amito. Maisim Machabes switches the words, because the Beis Yosef says, no, we pass the laws of Reb Tzadik. This man over here is put a hand in Tachas Karvekeses. Take out the aid in the case of Kenoch Zatzmo. So first, before we get to what we do, the Ramah, we have two shitas in the Gemara, Machloitz of Ashi, of Lozer of Sodik, and Machloitz among the Rishonim and the Paiskim, had a Paskin. That means the Mechaber, Be'etzim, coming through Rambam and the Ravid, says this man is Tachas Karvekeses. Masha Enki and the Torah come from the Smag and Smak and others. The Lacha is the Zman of Kitesh Derim in the Mita, which I think Ba'edi Chad Shir, depends if the B'dik is in the hand or not. But that's two Shitas. Come on, the Ravid, because I'm Losh Yesh Oimim, those who want Tanya would not be Kiyim. And therefore, anything that's Samach Latashmish, Rat Mi Machmer. The Mob brings down Losh Yesh Oimim. Now, this Ravid is Shver, the Eshkol, says, what do you mean, Enon B'kiyim? Bimoisim Chumras, where are you getting it from? Why are you saying it for? And he disagrees. Maisha the Ravid does bring it down. And the Mob, Losh Yesh Oimim, sounds like he's going that way. And therefore, the Swam is Manenu Paskin, that we are not B'kiyim what this man is. So we have two Zman in the Gemara. We come along, and it come with the third Zman, ain't on the Bikim. We're not Bikim. That's why Machmas Tashmish. Now the question is, once you're not Bikim, so let's say you have Tashmish tonight, and 3 days later she sees Dam. We're not Bikim. 3 days later, Roy Machmas Tashmish. Maybe. Unless she's a Bikim in between. What is Zman? It has to be Zman that we are Baki. So now, once we know we're not Bikim, so we are, what is Zman are we going to be Baki by? So they point out the shaft, the first one, being down, sees man mostly because came a biker. So by the morning, that's not this man. So we know for sure by the morning he's beseder. So about 2 hours later, 3 hours later, what's nichel this man over here that ain't a bikim that what's a path that's man of vad is not roimach v'tashmish? What's this man? 3 hours later, what's this man over here? So they say, let's read the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says aloha ain't a bikim ezbeka mach v'tashmish. He says, Allah is Kol Shiroi Gim Pom Samach Latashmish. His words are, the Sefer is Samach Latashmish. What's the Lashon Samach? Kol Tarkula, on all of Chazal, what's the Lashon Samach? He says, Makar Chayim, when it says Samach, by the case before Mincha Mariv doing Malacha, eating, there's a half hour. On the time of Bdikas Chomet, what's the Lashon Samach? So the place can be a half hour. You check your pockets there on Shabbos, the place can be down to a half hour. Chanukah, people want to bring down the lotion of a half hour. The Ivah says, Makar Chaim, what's his man over here? Ain't a Bikim until a half hour. Until a half hour. The Rechaim seems to go this way, the Mushim Mordechai goes this way. I saw that bringing down the safe of the lotion over here is a half hour. The obvious question is, I mean, the Gemara's lotion is Terim Min Amito, but the case over here is you go Tax Kavikeses. A half hour? You must stop getting that number until there, Dichl in on the Bikim. It's a massive number over here. 2 minutes, 1 minute, 5 minutes. A number of mamash, a half hour? So it says in Pideya, it doesn't make sense. So where's the Lashon Samach somewhere else? So it says the Brachis, it says, Sarach Lismach, Gula Latfilo. And then the Shami says that Teichel Lugula, right away, and the Lachon Sim Kustamach Vav is Chopay Zamas. How long was Chopay Zamas? Says Masham. So Samach Gula Tefila, 22 Amos.
22 Amos is for Tefila.
For Samach Gula Tefila. And they bring down also over there by Antila. Also say, that says the Lashon. Yeah, but the Lashon Samach, that's where coming from. Says the Masham. How long is that? 24 Amos. Says less than half a minute. But the Shulchan brings down. How long is that? That's 15 seconds. The way the article brings down is 12 seconds. Even when it says 22 Amos, it brings down from half a minute to 12 seconds. That's a second way of Samach. A third option of Samach, come on the Aruch HaShulchan. Samach, Lashem Bnei Adam, Samach. Ezer Regoim, Ezer Regoim. Now, if you ask me, I thought Ezer Regoim meant a couple of seconds. See, the article says Ezer Regoim means a couple of minutes. Okay, I don't know what Ezer got. I thought Ben Sakis, he says, means a couple of minutes. Maestro, we have one option to go. The definition of Samach, we found the safe the Amal Samach. And we have three options. Samach either means a half hour, or it means 22 Ames, or means Lashem Ne'odom. One option. A second way to understand, wiping down the safe for the Amal Samach, start off the Lashem the duration of the Amal, say, Eden of Bekiyim. What's the Al of the Gedda Bekiyim? Seder. Cool. Now we have the Medaik Samach. When are we bucking? We're not bucking. So come along with my shaman. It says the shear is up to 5 minutes. Past 5 minutes, we're bucking already. The shear B has 5 minutes. Past 5 minutes. Talmud Tzedek says we're bucking by 3 minutes. For the shear being down, we're bucking by 2-3 minutes. Avliashim wrote down less than 2 minutes. Chesed Tara says a half a minute. Yivakish Tara says 15 to 20 seconds over here. They're all coming from the ratio of Einan Bekiyim. Now there's a third sheet over here, which I'm not sure where they're getting it from. Avoza says 10 minutes, the Deviyasa says 15 minutes. That I'm not sure even where they're getting from. Not the ratio, not the Sefer. Maisa, I think I said 11 sheetahs right now. 11 different sheetahs, what the numbers are, ranging from a couple of seconds to half hour. Best of you would ask me what the shear is. There's no shear. The best raya, it ranges from a couple of seconds to half hour. And it says the Lova Netta, what time is Mishchezuto? The shear is when people know it's out of this month. For example, he says, I'll give you a marshal, his marshal. The halacha is when a person comes on Moshe Shabbos, you have to make Abdullah. Let's say it's a cloudy day, what's the halacha? We have to make sure, actually, each is suffering me, Leboy. Make sure it's Moshe Shabbos. What's his man there? We give over to the Moin Am to sign the gate to the of Skilo. When does Shabbos end? When people know. When you know. It's not Shaitis. It's not Nichon the Gedda, Roy Machmet Tashbush. The get is when you know. That's the get, you know. It's not 5 minutes, you know, not 3 minutes. When you know, allow this man over here. Fine. So, Maisa, we have a shadow of what this man and the Pasha is. The Maisa by the Shulchan brings down numerous Nishitas. At the end of the day, he says, Ein lahach b'yis midai, where you can make sveikas out of it. It could be 22 hours, it could be a half hour. And there are different ideas to worry about this concept of how to apply it practically. What exactly is the shear of Adabikim? But take it a step further. This Anhokan Klaisel, that numerous people are taught, that the correct way after Tashmish, Apikabolo, is not to be Yitzi with the Aver Chai, but with the Aver Meis, make sure that the Tipas, the Zera, will go inside, Mitzad Klipas, and Tomo, and Mazikim, however you want to understand the Sugi over here. Now that's Anhokan, Labdal Kapi Alokha, but that's Anhokan that numerous people are taught. If that's so, says the Masham, and that's the Sholomation ready, the Taishvis, and Dafi Ches in Shuas, it says, when a person is perished by Eva Mace, there's no carbon, there's no anah, there's no, it's not nichel any is over here. It's not nichel get of carbon. We have a toys that says, Nashim Toli, Nashim Chatas, it's really after this man. But you have no anah, the mice is mut over here. If so, says the Sholomesh, if you perish, if you unhug is perished by Eva Mace, we now know that's after this man. Now, how long does it take to be Eva Mace? A couple minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it depends on, being married, later on in marriage. Different Zimanim over here. But Maisha, we have takes it says, once the Eva Mace, not the carbon. So the Shalom Maisha, if that's so, if that's the Anhoga, we won't have the get over here. Now there are those who want to argue that Yerushai wants to say that's the get only to the Isha, not the get to the Ish. Because Maisha, if his Eva finds Zam upon it, the only way he can get it from a case which is long in the back is only for Roy Machmas Tashmish. Or the Sugashanim wants to argue. But Maisha, the swarm, newest swarm being down, this Shalom Maisha, this Masham, Parashimoinim, that once you perish Eva Mace, you're not nichol to get a very machmas tashmish, and the Baal Shulchan says certainly can start with this concept of shita lalocha when you have other ideas to worry about. Especially getting involved, yeah, this man over here, we're not sure what it is—a couple of seconds, 30 seconds, especially with the sugya of Eva Meis over here.
How do you say if he finds on his Eva? How? Even if it's not later.
What?
How do you say if he finds on his Eva, even if it's
much
later?
You know, so that's the case because it came out. Where did he get it from? When he perished by Eva Chai, not by Eva Meis. So there's a shell over here. I had to look upon it, but if that's your hog, you also won't get this category over here. Now, even if you do see Roy Machmas Tashmish, the Lochit can be an Inner Bekiyim, how far to take Inner Bekiyim, the Shach is Mesopik, it's an Asla Bailo not. Now, the Isha Shiloh, first of all, what is Pshat in the Shach with Mesopik? That means the Shach says it's not clear, Havdas, the kids bring down the Mesopik to Asla Bailo. Does he mean to the third husband or to the fourth husband? Shalom the which husband does he mean over here? So Tyre wants to say means that he only went to the fourth husband. Mash Enkim Karchaim wants to say he went to the third husband. Asa Loch of Inna Bekim, how far do you machmer? He's Mesopic. The Maisa Tosh Shlomo wants to be machmer, the Chushuk wants to be machmer. So Hashem Karchaim wants Maisa to be makel, not take Inna Bekim so far to answer to the whole entire world over here. Now just to be clear, what came out so far, we have a Sugyo of Miyad, Oisium, Khatims. We have a Sugyo of Acher, Oshim Tali. We have Acher the Acher, should be Mutter, except Einu L'Mekiyim. Fourth level is Einu L'Mekiyim. We have fifth level Bekiyim. Now we're going to have a sixth level over here. Zman Muflag. That means you have to go back to the Pesach Shuvah and Simon Kuf Peivov. It brings it over there, Sivkon Beis Lechavetz Nasa Shito. If someone sees Dam Zman Muflag after Tashmish, the Loch is they're not Roy Machmas Tashmish. However, you have to now make a chazaka to make sure you won't be Roy Machmas Tashmish anymore. That means, best from the two cases over here discussed. Now, just to be clear, there is a shachol here in Sukkot and Al-Bayos that says you do a bdika miyad and then you do the second bdika even within this man. First bdika you found nothing, second bdika is also you're mutter, no problem, not Roy Machmas Tashmish. Same thing over here with the same idea. If you see a muflug, bdika miyad found nothing, it won't be nichol to get a muflug. That's been a case we did not do any bdika, you find this man muflug. Now you have to make a chazaka. Now there are two cases, says the Chavadas, the Pesach Shuva. The Isha who has the best kavur, and the Isha who does not have the best kavur. If the Isha has the best kavur, she saw that Machmas Tashmish, even Zman Muflug, says the Chavadas Pesach Shuva, she has to prove herself one time. She has to prove herself. Now there is a graz that points out, that's not brought down this halacha, not by the Prisha, not by the Shach, not by the Taz, and the Balamor disagrees with the Ravid, this is the Ravid in the Beis Yosef. He wants to argue on this Chavadas Tash. Maisa Pais can bring down halacha to this Chavadas Tash. That means, first of all, if you issue a vest kviyah she has, she don't dam once Roy Machmas Tashmish, even his mom moflug, that means 3 hours later in the middle of the night, the locha she has to now make, prove herself, she's not going to see next time. She has to do a bediko and be oiker that one time over here. Second thing, most of our noshim is nichol get a vest she ain't a kvor. So the Pesach Shuvah Chavadas, then the locha is, you have to make a bediko 3 times to prove you're not Roy Machmas Tashmish. That means, again, to be clear, Isha has happened, Isha they have Tashmish, it's 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, 3 o'clock in the morning, the Maisha sees Dam. Not really Machmas Tashmish. But the next 3 times she has to prove herself to be Oiker, she has the Chiyah Bedika before and afterwards, him and her to make sure that not really Machmas Tashmish. Now the question is like this, I think what's bothering you, 2 things. First, in Kup Peivav, we saw the Shach. Shach says you do not have to make a Chazdoko. Chen Amadabar. However, he says, what's Pshah on the Rif? And he saw one time. So first of all, if you are like some people knowing not to make chazaka, l'kuli alma you have to make chazaka. Aleph. Even those who made a chazaka now, is still the chavadas that you have to make the second chazaka over here? Or no, now you nichol negeder the first half of the chavadas, nichol negeder of each of the veskevias. So it sounds like from the Beskachuva and the chavadas that even when she already made a chazaka, you have to make another chazaka. You have a race over here, because usually Tashmish causes them to happen. And therefore, the Chodshani is brought down that way, and I think Ravaz is brought down that way. Again, you read the Pesach Shuvah slowly. Even if you already made a chazaka, you have to redo a chazaka again. That means it comes along that even though you saw down 3 hours later, again, well, then 3 hours later, this is my muflug, there's a reyes over here. What?
Why is my muflug far from
3 hours? Oh, what's
it? Like 40 minutes.
40 minutes also.
Maybe not
that hour. Any Zman... Oh, we'll get that. First, let's make it simple. Fine, 40 minutes later. I'm trying to get past that hour number. That's what was my point. First, that means first it comes out. 40 minutes later, she's not really Machmas Tashmish. The loch is, you have a vest kviyas, you have to be oiker one time. Most of our noshma vest are enikvor, the loch is, she has to make a chazaka, whether you did not do it at all, from the shach, that's our loch, that's the riff. Does he say you make chazaka? Even though you already made a chazaka, it's menuik and achorim say also again you have to make chazaka 3 times to be okay. Roy Machmas Tashmish. Now the question is, what is this man muflug? Is it 2 days? Is it 3 hours? What's this man muflug? What is this man the chavadas over here? So I point out first, read the word of the chavadas. His words are lel the night of doing tashmish. He writes the word that night, and therefore the Baal Shulchan writes in Siyunim. He says the gedur is that night, not the next morning. The Chodashani in Sefer, and that was someone else calls in his name, he said the Aloch is any time, he writes twice, any time that night. That means Aloch, the Chodashani, by the Shulchan, Meduik that way in the Chavadas, the Pesach Shuvah, any time that night, 3 hours later, or 4 hours later, or 40 minutes later, but let's say you hold that Roy Machmas Tashmish is 5 minutes, 6 minutes later, 10 minutes later, whatever Zman you have, the Aloch is, you have to remake a Chazak over here. You make chazaka is kol peivov. Locha is she has to do a bedikah before him. Some of the zman tashmish and them and him and her will have to check afterwards. Now, however, this case is dafka again. Two exceptions. Number one, in the morning. I mean, she wakes up in the morning, she finds something. Will say chazaka came now and not before, and we should not be nechle get a rabbi bach with tashmish. And number two, she did a bedika last night, says the shach, also not nechle get his mamal from lechora. The shach says you do a bedika miyad, and they do a bedika ma'acher, even though in this man you already proved now rabbi bach with tashmish. The even lechora number raised over here. Oh, so Rav Rubin, I had a mice one time, not in the Getty, but somebody else, I went to go ask him. And he wanted to tie into this, we don't find anywhere in the Getty to give some. Let me see the Dovah Kazah.
This is talking about when she has a real.
Somewhere, a girl once found after Tashmish, it was 5 minutes later. So first got involved in the shadow, how long this man is. But since it was a case of a Kess, you want to tie into the Yom Tech, a Chazaka, not Nechel Getty, Roy Machmet Tashmish, Asi Kessim Shavoy. Now you can start clearing. He said, I asked him where his Raya is, because he said, because no one says it. I mean, there are different view can go back and forth. I'll just send you here. What's the luck to get the kesem?
This chazaka could be.
I mean, the Pesach Teshuvah discusses kesem, but he's discussing real tliyas, not fake tliyas, right? He's talking about real tliyas.
This chazaka is talking about even teichabes. I'm saying it doesn't go into what the Pesach Teshuvah will present in there.
I'm not sure what you mean. Maybe we'll discuss afterwards. Yeah. Now, negate to the bedikas how to go do it. Avroy Machbatashmish is the first of Machabas Aloha is three times with Sufim. Now, Shach speak out, obviously, it cannot be three straight nights because now she also has to wait 5 and 7, and it means three times that you have Tashmish over here. Now, the question over here is, unless you did not do Bidika before, and is she Nichla get the Roy Machbatashmish? It's sad to say she's not Nichla Roy Machbatashmish because maybe the Dam was there before, and you just not know about it. There was a shell among the Achoinim to be Machba Roy Machbatashmish, not do Bidika before. L'chura, based upon that, is Machlekes, wrote down Pesach Teshuvah against the Shach and Taz, to the first time count in the Sugya Roy Machmas Tashmish Shanat. That means the Shach and Taz says the first time counts. Mashenkin, the Pesach Teshuvah wants to bring down, Torah Shlomo wants to say the Mice does not count. However, coming from the Swarm, Bika Lach Lamais, they point out, the most from to answer both questions say the Lach is even not to B'dika before, who is Nichol Roy Machmas Tashmish. And the Svar is, because you have a Chesmas Tara, why assume it happened before, and she had no Agosha, no reason to assume that way, and therefore assume that before she was Tahira, the correct thing is to do a Bidika. Well, Maisa, if she does not do a Bidika, will still assume it came right after Tashmish. Now they do point out, negate to make Chazaki not do a Bidika beforehand, that's for not dependent upon the Suga, but if you find nothing afterwards, of course can make Chazaka, because you don't find anything afterwards. But here's Machloikis, Maisa Pesach Machmer, except, says Chassam Sefer, brought down with Pesach Teshuva, Masham, you come home to divorce your husband, there's what to be son Khan. And what the Pesachim say, negate the question, does the first one count or not? Again, Tari Shlomo, see Michael, bringing the Pesachim one, come home to be Machmer, say the first time is Mistarif to the next two. That's the Shach and Taz. Now, come on, Pesach Teshuva discusses another question. Let's say you saw Rabbi Machmer Tashmish once, the second time you should have done a Bedika, she did not. Next two times, the Bidika Shurah Roy Machmas Tashmish. Argument Starif, the first with the next two. Well, the first two times, not see, and the next one. With Starif, when you one time in between, did not see Roy Machmas Tashmish, but she did not do a Bidika. So, Pesach Shuva, Lishitosa, being done a Chavdasi Machm. If you go back to the Mekuf Bey Dalad, we sent you to, over there also we discussed the Geta Kira Savest. Let's say Isha saw an Alav Chodesh. Next month, Alav Chodesh. The month afterwards, she did not see, but she did not do a Bidika. The fourth month she saw an Alav Chodesh argue, come along to Mistarfit. Pesach Teshuva brought down the Chavadas. The Maisa, yes, we'll have Ves Kavias over here. Kishon Aruch said over here also to be Machmer. Asad HaShini, then we point out Lewis Paiskim, saying, no, since there's no Chia Badika of Ikon Yemei Vest, come, that's Aaron Hog over here. And the fact she did not have any race or any Agosha, we had no reason to assume that way. Therefore, says the Masham, the Beis Shlomo, sigh over there and sigh over here to disagree. And say, no, we do not have a Chazak Roy Machmas Tashmish. We say there's an Akiru over here. They were the parts of Moinim and Numas from one to Taina, not the way sign to get to our Sugar, which is not that common. But the Ikna get to the Sugar Vestas, women forget numerous times to Bdika on the vest for whatever reason. Argument starts, there's a man before and there's a man afterwards. The Chavadas says, yes, Numas from the Mice want Taina, not that way. So the Mice again, we went through, I think, three different avenues over here. It's a lot of lumdus over here. But we'll go through more of the sugya, see more and more ideas, more concepts over here. And next time, I'll show you on Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. Hatzlacha.